Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Golden Valley Electric Association's Board of Directors is considering a management proposal to borrow $15 million to repair a problem that caused at least two explosions at the coal-fired Healy 2 power plant last year. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Healy 2 has been sitting idle since November when GVEA shut it down after a small explosion damaged the system that feeds coal into a boiler combustion chamber. That was the second such explosion at the problem-plagued power plant last year. In response, Golden Valley brought in engineers and consultants to study the issue and recommend a solution.
We've done an awful lot of work and engineering to see what will need to be done to Unit 2 so that we can safely deliver coal to the boiler and not have any additional problems.
GVEA President and CEO Corey Borgeson says he hopes to get a final report from the consultants in time for the board's August 28th meeting, when it'll consider a $10 million project to upgrade the system.
We are expecting to be able to go to the board with enough information for them to make a decision to go forward with modifications to the coal handling system at Healy 2.
The board last month approved a preliminary measure to include the project in a construction work plan. Borgeson says he's optimistic the board will approve the proposed project, but he adds it's not guaranteed.
I expect to have very tough questions from the board.
Board Chair Rick Shikora and members Bill Nordmark and Tom DeLong were all unavailable to comment Monday.
If we do get approval to move ahead, then we think that we would have the plant operating in April of 2018.
Borgeson says if all goes well, the plant may begin commercial operation by the middle of next year. He says GVEA ratepayers may see a small increase in their bills as the co-op begins repaying the loan that financed the project. But he says that should be offset by the cheap coal-generated electricity that Healy 2 should be producing by then.
When Unit 2 was running in 2015, our cost of power got down to 6 cents a kilowatt hour.
GVEA's base rate for electricity is now about 10.5 cents per kilowatt hour. But Healy 2 operated for only about 8 months before being shut down in March of 2016 after the first explosion in the coal delivery system. To help pay for the repairs, GVEA instituted a temporary rate increase that boosted the average customer's monthly bill by about $19. As of late last year, GVEA had spent about $175 million to buy and retrofit Healy 2 after purchasing it from the Alaska Industrial Development Authority in 2013. The federal government built Healy 2 in 1999 at a cost of $300 million, but shut it down later that year after it failed to operate reliably and safely. It was intended to serve as a demonstration project to showcase technology that would enable it to generate electricity with low-grade coal while producing relatively little pollution. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
The Fairbanks City Council last night approved an ordinance that requires members who introduce multi-year labor contracts to identify their sources of funding and impacts to the city budget. Members Jerry Cleworth and David Pruse introduced the measure in response to concerns about a council-approved Fairbanks Firefighters Union contract in May. The two members opposed the contract, saying it was too generous and would strain the city's already tight budget. Before last night's vote, Pruse said the measure would promote greater fiscal analysis of the economic impact of long-term commitments.
What it does is make everyone remember that whenever you bring up something of a financial reason, there's a fiscal note that has to be explained with balances and checks and balances.
With little discussion, the council passed the ordinance with a 4-2 vote, with Valerie Therrien and June Rogers dissenting. A forecast weather shift is expected to cool interior temperatures this weekend. National Weather Service meteorologist Christopher Cox says high pressure that's resulted in warmer than normal conditions is forecast to be pushed out later in the week.
Friday and into Saturday, we're expecting a strong cold front to sweep down from the high Arctic, move over the North Slope and over the Brooks Range and move into the interior. It'll be cooling from the 70s and 80s of recent days into the 40s and 50s in the northern interior and into the upper 50s in the Fairbanks area by Sunday morning.
Cox says the system could also bring snow to some higher elevations.
Possibility of some snow in the Brooks Range as this front moves through. We're not anticipating snow at elevations here locally. There could possibly be some at Eielson Visitor Center at the higher elevations. along the road in Denali.
It got up to 81 degrees at Fairbanks International Airport yesterday, the second day in a row with an 80-plus reading. It hit 83 Sunday. Highs of 77 and 78 are forecast for Fairbanks today and tomorrow. Former Alaska legislator Drew Pierce has a new job in the Trump administration. Alaska Public Media reports that Pierce is the new deputy administrator of PHMSA, the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration. It's part of the U.S. Department of Transportation that oversees the nation's network of pipelines and the transportation of hazardous materials by road, rail, or air. Pierce was sworn in yesterday. She represented Anchorage in the state Senate and became Senate president. She resigned her seat in 2001 to be a senior advisor at the Interior Department. President George W. Bush later appointed her to be the first federal coordinator for the Alaska Gas Line Project. I'm Dan Bross.